What Christmas Really Is by Rick Moyer. While walking through the crowded aisle that Walmart made so small, I pondered how before Thanksgiving there were Christmas lights and all. For when I was just a little kid, the stores would never dare to put the trimmings out like that, not greed they seemed to care. When people called it Christmas, instead of being politically correct, we sang hymns in school plays with no problem and respect. It wasn't called Black Friday. Stores opened after 8. The deals, they were okay, but they really weren't that great. Instead of electronics on wish lists that every kid demanded, we were thrilled with a few army men and a balsa glider that landed. Family was the focus of our holiday and spending time together. The effort went into seeing each other, regardless of the weather. In later years, I kind of woke up and realised what it was for. That Christmas wasn't simply family, that the significance was more. The manger scene that graced our home was there most every year. But for some reason I hadn't noticed, through all the Christmas cheer. How a baby was born in a stable, and a world was saved through him, that he would bring peace on earth, and save us from our sin. What courage and determination that he mustered through his years to love us in spite of ourselves and deliver us from fears. Yes, Christmas is much more than gifts. It's what's behind it all. It's a baby born that then grew up and redeemed us from the fall. Through asking him into our heart, we open the gift of grace. He understands our hopes and dreams, helping us through tough times we face. You see, it's not about the gifts we give or the things we get from friends. It's all about the life we live and the people we've loved in the end. We can enjoy the traditions and stuff that we see each and every season, but let us not forget the purpose, that Jesus is the reason. For if we truly wish to celebrate like we were created to do at first, it's not the money or the gifts that we should hunger for or thirst. Is to be right with a God that loves us, who opens up our eyes, that was born as a baby and lived a life, who has heard every one of our cries. He gives a gift of himself, you see. If we only open up the present, perhaps Christmas would be different, life-giving and more than pleasant. So see your family and visit a friend. Forget the Christmas biz. Receive the God that gives us life. That's what Christmas really is.